Okay, welcome back. This is voice podcasting training, or actually podcast voice training. Let me start again. That's a neat thing about doing something live but recorded, right?
That's right. You can start. That's an excuse to not rehearse.
It's an excuse.
I can always edit later.
We should say that. Okay. Yeah. All right. Welcome back to podcast voice training. I'm your host, Scott Patton, the Dean of Blogonomics and Podology, and Jesse James. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, Scott. It's great to be back again.
Awesome. So we've been talking about training your body and training your voice, and I think it would be a good idea before we start, everybody all together, we're going to do a breathing exercise, that big yawn, right? Jesse, you want to lead us? Going to take
five seconds? All you podcasters of the world that are listening now, get up on your feet.
I'm on my feet.
Okay, and we're going to take a large breath in as if our whole body is breathing, just like the cats in my house. Big breath in, and your out breath with a wide open throat, a big stretch, and a big operatic yawn. There's always more air in that big bag of hot air.
All out.
Finish the whole breath so you have nothing left and breathe in.
Now you're ready to talk, folks. So make sure when you're getting ready to do your podcast, public speaking, talking on the phone, take that moment to stretch out, loosen up, in with the good air, out with the old air, the bad air. And you're away to the races. I feel more excited now than I did when we were just kind of getting ready to start this thing.
Well, that's the wonders of oxygen. You know, they have those cafes where you can suck in fresh oxygen.
Yeah.
In polluted urban cities. Apparently, it's a very hot thing in Tokyo.
Yes, I've heard that.
Breathe that oxygen and get an extra jolt of adrenaline rushing through you. It's better than a cup of espresso and you don't shake.
There you go. So we were talking a little bit about the importance of practicing, the importance of rehearsing, and it was actually kind of funny because when we started this, I got the title backwards, and I said to Jesse, well, it's a good thing I'm recording this and we're not live talking on a conference call because I can just restart.
Right. Why rehearse when I can just edit later?
Boy, that makes you a little bit lazy, doesn't it?
This is the lazy man's guide to podcasting right there. Well, I can say anything I want, and I can cut out the ums and ands in my edit program when I'm all done before I put it together.
But boy, that sure takes a lot of time and it's hard work.
It takes a lot of time, and you also notice the quality of your presentation.
Yeah.
It would save a lot of time to do it in one take. In fact, I'm preparing to do an audio book at the moment where I will be the reader slash actor. And yes, of course, I can edit, but it will take hours and hours and hours and hours more time and a lot of studio time to do that. So I rehearse ahead of time. How do I rehearse? Well, whether you're actually reading what you have to say or whether you're talking off the cuff, when it's recorded, it's really never off the cuff, unless you want to have the ums and ahs and you don't know what's going to come next. Rehearse. If it's off the cuff, write down an outline of what you want to cover, bearing in mind what's in it for your listener. Why should your listener listen? What's in it for them? And most importantly, what action do you expect them to take as a result of listening to you today? If you don't have a call to action, whether it's to log on to your website and sign up for a newsletter, whether it's to get up and join their political party, or whether it's to run out and try a new recipe. The reason for your podcast is then lost. So put that in an outline as bullet points.
Right.
Mine might be opening, welcome. Next point. The subject we're covering today.
And then the points on the subject.
The points on the subject that I'm going to speak to for a minute or two each.
Yeah. I find that's just a great way to do it. As you know, I'm mentoring the Internet Marketing Center clients all the time, and we're on the phone for, you know, an hour at a time. And I find if I just say, here are the high-end or the high-level points that I want to cover, it works out a lot better than if I've written out this big long script of everything that I want to say, right?
Exactly. And with mentors, or when you're having a phone conversation, a back and forth conversation, you want to keep them on track.
Yes.
You're in a way rehearsing all the time because you're spending a lot of time on the phone talking to people, and so are salespeople. They'll start off with their sales script, and as they get more familiar with it, that script will turn into bullet points to keep them on track.
Yeah.
And after doing it a bit longer, it becomes second nature and they know it. They know their beginning, middle, and end. When you're doing a podcast every week or every day, however often you're doing it, each day you're going to be talking about a different subject. Each day requires a new outline to make it worth the while for the people that are listening to you.
Yeah.
Now, that's your preparation. That isn't exactly rehearsing. Rehearsing, you're going to be using your voice on your podcast, which is the subject of this call.
Yeah.
In order to get the language out, you need to speak out loud before you do your podcast. Out loud. Speak it to your plants. Speak it to your cats. Speak it to your dog. Speak it to your wife if she's willing to listen, or your husband if he's willing to listen, even if he's not.
Right.
Out loud. If you capture their attention, then you know you got something happening. If I can make my dog look up at me while I'm talking, then I know I can get the attention of people that I cannot see, and I don't even know if they're listening to me, which a podcast is.
Right.
Speak it out loud 3 to 4 times. Each time, especially if it's off the cuff, you're going to phrase a certain thing a slightly different way, which is fine. But I mentioned in an earlier podcast that voice and speaking is first a physical exercise, not a mental and emotional one. Most people think that the voice starts in the head and comes out the mouth. I think of an idea, I speak, spit it out.
Yeah, I would say that. I would be in that group. I wouldn't think it was the other way.
Well, what we're overlooking is that if you don't breathe, you die. If you don't breathe, no sound comes out of your mouth. If your body's not moving, you have no vitality in it. You cannot speak from a dead, lethargic, empty, wasted body.
Well, good point, Jesse. I hadn't thought of it that way.
Well, I equate it to physical sport. And like physical sport, if you're going to play, whether competitive or collaborative, whether a dance form or a game of soccer, if you don't rehearse, if you don't practice, you're not going to be any good in the game.
Mm-hmm.
When it counts. And when it counts is when you're on the air putting it out there. You can certainly edit your mistakes, but if the overall feel of your talk is laid back and lacking energy,
editing's going to help that.
No editing's going to help that. You'll just edit something down that will be a more concise version of no energy.
Right.
Or rambling. I do a lot of audio editing and video editing of all different people. And some of them I look at and I say, there's no amount of editing that can turn this into something that's engaging and compelling.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be engaging and compelling first. And you get there by being excited about it and by taking the time to rehearse it out loud. Out loud. How many times? 3 to 5 times out loud. And you've got it. If you're doing a 5-minute podcast, that's 15 or 20 minutes of preparation before you record it.
Right.
If you want, because the way recording works, and it doesn't cost money to digitally record, you can record each of them and listen back and listen from the point of view of somebody that doesn't know you.
That's a very, very good way to quickly improve your speaking ability. Right, is to listen to yourself and you go, oh man, I sound like that, or oh, I do these ums and ahs I didn't know about, getting that perfect feedback.
Yeah, there are two ways to listen to your own voice. One has a danger in it. A lot of people hate the sound of their own voice. Mm-hmm. When I ask in a seminar, how do you feel about your voice, and 80% of the hands go, oh, I hate it. Don't listen to your voice from the point of view of what you think you sound like.
Right.
Because most of us, when we hear our voice recorded, because it sounds different than how it sounds in our own head, think that it sounds weird.
Yeah.
So get over that.
Right.
That kind of criticism is not very useful. It's always going to sound different when it's coming out of a recording.
And there's nothing you can really do about that.
No, there's absolutely nothing, because when you speak, you hear your own voice inside your head, resonating through the bones and the muscles.
Yeah.
It has a much deeper, more resonant quality that way. When you hear it on a recording, it comes out of a speaker and travels across the air. So the amount of bandwidth of your voice that actually hits your eardrum is much smaller.
Mm.
So your voice will sound to you flatter or more nasal or less exciting or less resonant. It just will.
Yeah.
There's no way to get around that. Here's what to listen for. When you play it back, listen as an outsider. Listen to what's being said. And discover whether you're interested in it or not.
Right.
Does that person on the tape engage your attention? If you do it really well, it can.
Yeah.
There's a video of me giving a lecture that I look at and go, that guy's really good. I'm really interested in listening to what he has to say. And there are others that I have of me, audio or video, where I go, I find myself daydreaming while I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize that, gee, I'm daydreaming. If I'm daydreaming, probably everybody else will be too.
Right, right.
So there's something missing in that. What is it? Well, then I try and analyze it. I say, well, is my energy not strong enough? Is what I'm talking about really not compelling and relevant? Is it not clear what's in it for me as a listener? Train yourself to listen to you as if it's not you.
Right.
When we listen to other people, we don't say, ooh, I hate the sound of that voice. Well, yeah. once in a while.
Yeah, but we could pretend that when we listen to ourselves, we're listening to someone else speak.
Yeah.
And then, is that interesting? Not, I don't like the sound of that voice, which, of course, we're judging because we think it's not the way it should be, right?
Right.
We don't recognize it.
And we cannot honestly tell whether something is not the way it should be or not.
Right.
We cannot judge ourselves accurately. So it's better not to judge ourselves at all.
Yeah.
Because we like to put ourselves down. Criticize ourselves, look at all the things that are wrong.
Yeah.
And
that's a whole other podcast, I think, Jesse.
Yes, it is.
self-esteem
building.
That's right. And you know something? If you practice and you see your podcasts are getting better, if you practice and you see your golf game is getting better, if you practice and you see your relationships are getting better, and if you practice and you see your work is improving, all those, and they may be little improvements, but all those improvements, in my mind, help improve people's self-esteem and self-confidence. Rather than trying to do one big, huge thing, just have a lot of little victories, little wins, and spread them over time, and it's amazing the effect that's going to have on your life.
Exactly. And you can really only improve one thing at a time.
Yes.
You listen to your podcast and notice that you said, and ah, 25 times. The next time through, make that number smaller.
Yeah. And don't kick yourself if you still have them, because those habits aren't going to disappear just because you decide they're not going to say anymore.
Exactly. So one time through, you'll hit the and ahs. Another time through, you'll go for energy. Yeah. Another time through, you'll go for consecutive ideas that make sense.
Yeah.
Where a person can follow you in a logical progression. Each of those things will help sharpen it.
Yep.
Another time through, you'll just focus on the call to action. What do I want them to do as a result of listening to me today?
That's right.
You'll be able to gauge your success if, for instance, it's log on my website right now and sign up for my newsletter.
Yes.
You'll be able to see the spike in people visiting your site if you are successful at that.
That's right. So go to www.podcasting-unleash.com right now and sign up for my newsletter. Lots of great information on how to market your podcast, how to do better podcasting, updates on when the podcasts with Jesse are online, and all those sort of good things. Oh,
Absolutely. And any questions for me, you can send emails to voicecommand@telus.net. And of course, if you're giving people the information, you want it to be very, very clear, because it's not written in text.
That's right.
In fact, the most successful way I've heard to hear telephone numbers online or on the television is repeating it 3 times.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, because people don't have a pencil when they're listening to it once.
Right.
So by the time they ran to get it, they've forgotten what it is. So if you say voicecommand@telus.net, that's voicecommand@telus.net. What did I say? voicecommand@telus.net.
Now everybody's got that. We'll be saying that in our heads throughout the rest of the day.
Well, it's true. Three repetitions create a rhythm in people's minds that make it much easier to remember.
That's a really, really important point.
That's podcasting-unleashed.com. What was that, Scott?
Podcasting-unleashed.com. Sign up for the newsletter.
That was podcasting-unleashed.com. Okay. I'll go there right now. Thank
Excellent.
You, Scott.
Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate it. Great information as usual. And look forward to next week. We're probably going to be talking about making a decision that you're a performer or one of the other 8 ways to dramatically improve your podcast, which is the whole purpose of this podcast, using your voice to influence your audience and drive traffic to your site and make more sales and be more successful.
Absolutely. Pleasure talking with you, Scott.
Thanks, Jesse, and everybody out there, thank you very much for listening. Until next week, this is Scott Patton and
Jesse Jean
saying goodnight.
Bye.